he's a part-time co-host of this show, but he's also a rugby league expert of great quality, and his name's Andrew Webster. He's on the line. Good morning, Webby.
G'day, boys. Expert. I hope you used the inverted commas when you said that.
No, I just said it because I wanted you to feel good about yourself.
Some would say gibberer, so yeah, you can't even say the word gibberer.
Actually, a lot would say that, but anyway. Mate, grand final week. There's plenty going on. Mate. Who are you going for? What do you think is going to happen?
Who am I going for? I'm an impartial journalist / gibberer. Boys, look, I know there's no Sydney team in the grand final. I don't care. It is the two best teams in the competition who are squaring off against each other. It's probably the best grand final we've had for quite a few years. I thought the Roosters would win the comp. I thought so at the start of the season. I thought so going into that preliminary against Brisbane last week. But the way the Brisbane played last week against the Roosters at Suncorp Stadium on Friday night, it's they're going to be very hard to stop. I just, you know, the head says Brisbane because they are just playing such strong footy at the moment, but the heart says the Cowboys, and you can't discount a team with Jonathan Thurston in it.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you, and I think we've got some footage, some sneaky footage of the Broncos actually having a workout with New Zealand.
Mm. That was in a post session they had yesterday with the Kiwi train-on team. The Kiwis have a tour of England coming up after this season. There's a good way to get started. In a post session against the Kiwis, who are flying at the moment. Steve Carney, who is the Kiwis' coach, is an assistant to Wayne Bennett. Boys, I know it went bad for Steve Carney at Parramatta, but don't be surprised if he gets a head coaching job somewhere in the NRL soon. He wants a job somewhere again in the NRL. Although I did when he was at Parramatta, he lost all this weight, and I remember saying to him, "God, you've lost some beef." He said, "Come and coach this club for a while. That's what'll happen." But he's highly regarded by Wayne Bennett, and he's one of the key reasons, along with Kevin Walters, as to why the Broncos are playing well this season.
Now they said just on Carney, there's a lot of talk that he's a really good coach.
He is a good coach. Yeah, he is for sure. He just got chewed up and spat out by the disaster that has been Parramatta for the last few years. So I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Carney gets a job at another NRL club in the future.
Yeah, no, it's done that to a few CEOs and coaches in the last decade or so. The Justin Hodges saga, we were pleased when it was over, Webby.
Well, look, he was always going to get off. Of course, Aidan Guerra jumped in that tackle. That's how you milk a penalty these days. You spear tackle yourself. That's how you get a penalty.
Do you think, though, in hindsight, well, in the aftermath of what Robinson was saying earlier in the season, it's a few of our listeners have sort of said, "Well, how dare the coach say that we don't take a dive? We're not staying down for a penalty." And then an admission from a player, one of the big players, sort of saying, "I jumped to milk a penalty."
Yeah, it is a bit of a contradiction. I just think, I know the comparisons have been made on the show all week about this and what happened to Isaac Luke. It's not even in the same postcode as Isaac Luke's tackle on Sonny Bill Williams last year. Like, Isaac Luke had both arms around and picked him up and drove. Now, this was 50-50. I thought he should have been suspended if they were fair dinkum about it. The talk out of the NRL from the weekend was that he was going to get off, even though it's an independent panel of three former players because they know what's at stake. But the talk was for days before that that hearing that he was going to get off. Look, I like Justin Hodges. He's a bit of a misunderstood soul. I've been on Kangaroo tours with him, or Four Nations tours with him, and got to know him on the road. And he's actually one of the really good men of the game. He's a lunatic on the field, but he's actually a really good man away from footy. And I'm glad that he's playing in his last game. But if they can't come down hard and make all these noises about Alex McKinnon and let him play in that grand final, in my opinion.
Now, have you been out to One Nation out there at Darling Harbour yet?
NRL Nation,
NRL
not One
Nation.
Nation. No,
called.
I'm not really subscribing to the One Nation philosophy, but I am subscribing to the NRL Nation. Yeah, I'm not really much of a Pauline Hanson fan. Great initiative from the NRL. They've been criticised for years about not doing anything in Sydney in the lead-up to the grand final like they do in Melbourne. Now, apparently, boys, today they are giving away no less than 5,000 Jonathan Thurston headgear. So that just shows you the popularity of that bloke at the moment.
He's huge, isn't he?
He is huge. The revolution of Jonathan Thurston, I find, in the last 10 years is remarkable. And, you know, we saw it in that preliminary final against the Storm. He's, like, shooing away seagulls, giving away his headgear. And, you know, he should have come off with that calf injury, but he didn't, stayed on and set up Cooper for that try with 10 minutes to go against the Storm. And there's nothing he can't do. I talked to him one-on-one this week for a piece in the Herald tomorrow, and... You know, the way that he's grown up in the last 5 years even is, you know, quite remarkable to everyone around him. There's been all this talk this week, and I wrote it and Phil Rothfield wrote it, about why or how the Bulldogs let him go. I think attitude and his off-field attitude was a reason behind the Bulldogs letting him go to North Queensland when he could have stayed at Belmore for less money. But the way that he's really cleaned his act up off the field, and that just happens, you know, you become mature with age, and he's a real leader in that club, real leader for the game, and where he is in terms of his football and his presence around, you know, the NRL, you know, it's something to be admired. For that reason, I'd love to see him win on Sunday. It's going to be tough. But if anyone could do it, it's the great JT.
Yeah, look, the pairing of the youngsters, Hunt and Milford, has really stimulated the viewers for... Once they sort of started to gel there, Webby, any nerves for them on the weekend? I know the answer is yes, but in terms of youthful exuberance, I don't think it'll hamper them.
They're stimulating. They are very stimulating players, Slats.
They are.
Nice. Look, even though Thurston's going as well as he is, and he's the best player, been the best player all year, I think Ben Hunt is the form halfback of the competition out of anyone. Mm-hmm. If they were picked an Australian team tomorrow, you'd almost have to pick him because he's going that strong. There's been comparisons between Milford and Hunt and Walters and Langer. For me, it just reminds me of the Johns boys from the mid-90s and the way that they used to play on a Sunday afternoon at Marathon Stadium. They just play. Mm-hmm. They're less structured, and some of those tries that they set up and scored against the Roosters last week were phenomenal. Unlike that pass there that we're just seeing on Big Sports Breakfast TV from Sean Kennedy. The Roosters didn't lose the game because of Skitty. They didn't lose the game because of that pass. They were right up to it. At half time, but you know, probably not a great start for them. I felt sorry for Sean.
Now, quickly, you mentioned JT, and there's a little bit of talk. You said he mentioned his calf. He's also got some sort of groin injury. Any word on how bad that is?
Oh, I don't think it's great. I think Hodges is more the concern for the Roosters. He used to play for the Roosters.
Yeah, he did.
For the Broncos with his back. But you know, it's a grand final, boys. These blokes will go out there on one leg. So I don't see those injuries being. I don't see Thurston's injuries being a major concern. I think it might slow him down. There's a lot of people, or a lot of better experts than me, that think that the Broncos will win off the back of them just being fresher. They've done less travel the last 2 months compared to the Cowboys. Then again, the Cowboys are used to that type of travel. They've lived with that for their whole existence. So, you know, it's going to be a really tight game. It's going to be the grand final that we've sort of been missing for the last few years. I think it'll be a cracker.
Yeah, there is toughness in the Cowboys, though. I mean, the article this morning talking about the 20,000 Ks that they've travelled, which is more than the Broncos do and more than anyone does.
Oh, absolutely. And look, and even just in terms of Thurston, like, the man of, like, I've spoken to Lockie and Joey, Cameron Smith, all these players who, you know, have been around and played with Thurston and played against him for a long period. And even, you know, you can see it in him. He's just tough. So Jonathan Thurston has played 33 consecutive State of Origins for Queensland from 2005. You don't play at that level, and you don't play that form of footy back-to-back over and over and over unless you're tough. And I spoke to Neil Henry, the former Cowboys coach, yesterday about the toughness of Thurston. And you know, he said that he would always pride himself on making sure he had an absolute cracker for the Cowboys as soon as he came back from Origin duty. And I think that's the attitude throughout this team at the moment. They've got no passengers, and they're going well.
Webby, as always, comprehensive. Enjoy your grand final weekend. We'll be reading about your preview tomorrow, and obviously the post. Well, you'll be on this show on Monday morning to discuss it in depth and in detail. Oh, sorry, on Tuesday morning, because Monday's
turn
holiday.
Turn up Tuesday.
Thanks, boys. Do I have to wear those shirts that you guys have got on, or what?
Yes, that's correct.
No say in the matter.
Do I
what colour? I'll make sure I get a nice colour for you.
I like a blue one.
Word of warning, you've got to get him first, so you'll be fighting me for entry.
Good on you, Webby. Good weekend. Enjoy the grand final.
See you, Webby. Have a good weekend.
There he is, Andrew Webster, part of the Rugby League expert commentary that you have on this great show and also part-time host. We will be here Tuesday morning.